Well, political parties have roundly criticised Te Pāti Māori for using words like extermination and white supremacy in the House. Last week, Te Pāti Māori MP Mariamino Kapakingi accused the government of having a, quote, mission to exterminate Māori. MPs from every other political party say it is not appropriate language, but Te Pāti Māori isn't backing down. Our political reporter Annika Smith has more.
It was during a general debate last week when Te Pāti Māori MP Mariamino Kapakingi said this.
This government will not waver in its mission to exterminate Māori.
And this.
The theory of the minister is that Oranga Tamariki's governing principles should be colourblind, which is just another word for white supremacy.
And then this.
The government's reasons to take it away can be summed up in a few short words, racism and Pākehā supremacy.
Mariamino Kapakingi was making a wider point about her party's concerns that repealing Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act is a regressive policy. Labour and the Greens also oppose this repeal, but MPs don't support Ms Kapakingi's choice of words.
Oh, no, of course not.
I myself would not use those words.
That kind of language isn't helpful, and it's certainly not language that I agree with.
New Zealand First leader Winston Peters took to the social media platform X afterwards, saying Ms Kapakingi's accusations were ignorant and offensive. He's not alone, ACT leader David Seymour describing them as disgraceful.
This government, all three parties have Māori members in cabinet. It would be rather unusual if we're off to exterminate ourselves.
Te Pāti Māori is refusing to back down, co-leader Rāwiri Waititi describing Ms Kapakingi's speech as bang on.
Many of the policy changes that this government is making absolutely makes us feel like there's huge extermination processes and policies of the very existence of tangata whenua in this country. And so it was absolutely the right wording. It was a brilliant speech. And if you haven't watched the whole speech, I suggest that people go and do that.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says it's out of line and inappropriate, and he's calling for calm across the House.
Rhetoric needs to calm down big time across the whole of the political spectrum.
It was just 6 weeks ago when his deputy, Winston Peters, compared co-governance with Nazi Germany's race-based theories. At the time, Mr Luxon called on all political leaders to tone down inflammatory language, a message that doesn't seem to be getting through.
That was our political reporter Annika Smith. We will be talking to Mariamino Kapakingi after 7 o'clock this morning.